Yeah, it's full 4 p.m., so let's start with the next talk. Alex will introduce himself. So, let's go.
Okay. Ah, awesome. Thanks, sound people. Hey, I'm Alex. For the last 4 years, I work at GitLab, and I'm responsible for running our PostgreSQL infrastructure, which is supporting GitLab.com. The 8 years before that, I worked at an open source and especially PostgreSQL consulting company. Today, I would like to talk to you about how we execute PostgreSQL and operation system upgrades at GitLab with zero downtime. And I would like to do that by answering a few questions. We start with PostgreSQL upgrades. How do they work and why are they hard? Then we talk about OS upgrades. What's the deal there? And then I will show you how we minimized the impact for our users. First of all, PostgreSQL upgrades, or major upgrades major upgrades. Why are they hard? If you have a stateless service like an application server, you might get away with just changing the running process. For example, Petroni, a pooling agent, you can just switch out the running process without any interference. Or if you have basically any application server, you just start up new application servers, fade out the old ones, and you can easily upgrade without having any impact of your users. But if you have a service that comes with a state, it's much, much harder. And especially for complex relational databases like PostgreSQL, when you do a major upgrade, you might not just change the process, not just the code that is running, you might need to change the data that you store. And if you have a large database, you have to maybe a lot of data to change or at least to go through. And for PostgreSQL major upgrades, it often occurs that the control structure, the structure how the data is stored on disk is optimized and get changed. So you have to rewrite your state, and that's not something that happens instantly. So the recommended default method to upgrade a PostgreSQL database, which is still the default, and if that works for you, you should definitely do it. You start out with your database. Your data is stored in a binary format on disk. That might depend on the libraries you use on your system. It depends on your architecture, so the data will look different on an x86 machine than on a RISC-V, for example, endianness. So this data cannot be easily transferred to a completely different architecture, and you cannot use it with a different major version of PostgreSQL. So the default method is you export this data into a logical format that is independent of your architecture and your version. For example, SQL would do the trick, but there's also an internal format that is slightly more optimal. So you start out by